and greet all of you
in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad I can come and speak to you today.
奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安，也感谢神，我今天能够到这里来跟大家传讲神的话语。
Because a few days ago, something happened to me that made me maybe I could not come at all.
因为几年前，在我生命当中，出现了一些事情，可能使到我不能够来到这里跟大家分享神的话语。
And my son suggested he come for me instead.
我的儿子也提议说，不如他代替我来到这里。
But God is gracious and merciful.That I am able to come.
神蛮有恩典怜悯，使到我能够来到这里。
I was trusting the Lord and told him it is okay. I will come.
我信靠神，并且对我儿子说啊，没事的，我可以来。
And I pray to the Lord as all of us should pray whenever we are in need, no matter what it is, no matter how great the trouble is, you pray to the Lord, and I believe that God give me.Enough strength to come to preach to you.
我也向神祷告，就如我们大家每次有患难的时候，我们都应该向神祷告。所以也感谢神，是神赐给了我力量，好使我今天能够来到这里。
So you do believe? You believe in this?
你们相信这事吗
？Yes, you must have the same kind of experience in life.
你们在生命当中也应该要有同样这样的经历。
All of us have.The same experience.
我们每个人都有这样一样的经历。
Because of all the gifts that God has given us, material gifts plus spiritual gifts, there are three very necessary important gifts.
因为在我们生命当中，神已经赐给了我们许多的福气，无论是物质上或是属灵上的福气，而有三个福气是非常重要的。
Do you know what it is?
你们知道是哪三样吗？
They are faith.Hope and love.
第一信心，第二就是盼望，第三就是爱心。
All the spiritual gifts, all the gifts God gave you and me, gave us, these three very necessary and important gifts: faith, hope, and love.
神赐给了我们许多的福气，而这三样就是其中最重要的，就是信心、盼望与爱心。
And the Apostle Paul mentioned about these three gifts.In 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
使徒保罗也在哥林多前书第十三章提到了这三样。
After discussing about all the spiritual gifts, in the end, and Paul said these three gifts, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love.
使徒保罗在讨论了许多属灵上的恩赐的时候，过后呢，他总结就说这三样是最重要的，而其中爱心是最重要的。
Now, when Paul said the greatest is love, does not mean that faith and hope are not important.
当使徒保罗说爱心最重要，不代表信心和盼望不重要。
That is not the meaning.
这不是那个意思。
So I hope when you read it, you don't have that kind of idea.
所以当我们读的时候，我希望大家不要有那个误解。
Because many Christians today now only talk of love. Love is most important. Love, love. Forget about the other things.
因为今天许多基督徒他们都讲说爱爱爱就是爱，而其他的都不重要。
That is a misunderstanding.
这是个误解。
Love is important.
爱是重要。
And I think Paul says love is important because when Jesus Christ come, or when we see Jesus Christ absent from the body and present with the Lord.Faith and hope, no more. Finish. Cease. Stop.
我相信使徒保罗说，爱是最重要、最大的呢，是因为当我们面对面见主耶稣基督的时候，信跟望，信心跟盼望呢，都会结束。
When we see Jesus Christ, when Jesus has come, we see. Or when we are absent from the body and present with Him, when we see. No need faith anymore. We already see the things real.No need to exercise faith. We don't have to say hope. No more hope. Christ come. Everything is confirmed. Consummated. Okay.
当我们见到主耶稣基督的时候呢，我们就不用再靠着信心了，因为我们已经能够用眼目眼前就看到基督了。同样的，我们的盼望也是已 经实现了，所以也不再需要有盼望了。
But love Jesus, love God, and love one another. Continue, even we see Jesus Christ, even forever, forever and ever.
但是爱神、爱基督、爱彼此呢？这爱是需要长久下去的。就算是我们面对面见耶稣的时候，也是要继续。
And in that way, love is the greatest.
所以就因为这一点，所以爱是最大。
So don't discount, forget about faith and hope.
所以不要忘记有信心和盼望。
While we are on earth now, faith is very important.
当我们还在世上的时候，信心是很重要的。
Without faith, you cannot believe in Jesus Christ.
没有信心的话，我们就不能够来相信耶稣。
You are safe.You and I are saved because of what? Faith in Jesus Christ. God gave us the faith to believe in Jesus Christ.
你我能够得救，是因为我们靠着信心相信主耶稣基督能够拯救我们。
So that is important.
所以信心是很重要。
You must have faith in Jesus Christ.
我们要相信主耶稣基督。
You have studied, you have chosen this chapter, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 18.And it tells about Abraham's faith.
我们选择了《创世纪》第二十二章第一到十八节，这里告诉了我们亚伯拉罕的信心。
Before this, Abraham, when God promised Abraham and said, "I will give you a son, and you will have many, many children," and Abraham believed, have faith in his heart, believed in his heart, and God said, "Because of that, okay, you are safe, because of his faith, believing that God."Will keep his promise because he believed that.
在这之前呢，神已经应许了亚伯拉罕，将告诉他说他将有许多的子孙，而亚伯拉罕也相信神这个应许，所以因着他的信心，神将亚伯拉罕称为义。
Like all of you, you and me, and we exercise the same faith. When Jesus Christ said he died on the cross, when the Bible says the Word of God said that Jesus Christ died on the cross.For our sins, and if we confess our sins, He said He will give us eternal life, eternal life. And you and I, what? Believe. And then God says, "You are saved. You are born again."
你和我也是同样的。当我们听到神的话语，我们知道耶稣基督为了我们的罪而死在十字架上的时候，我们相信神的话语，也因着我们的相信，我们就得到这永生了。
Like Abraham did not get.His son straight away did not get his children straight away. He still had no children. His wife Sarah also had no children for many years later. No, many years, no children. But God said already, and he believed. So we are also the same. God says that okay, we will be saved. We have eternal life, but we have not. And then we realize that we also will get sick and maybe we will die. Where's eternal life? But you.Believe. You believe that you will get eternal life.
所以同亚伯拉罕一样，他相信神会赐给他有许多的子孙，但是没有马上的应验。亚伯拉罕还需要等待撒拉怀孕生子。所以我们也是一样的。当我们信靠神，我们知道我们能够得到永生，但是在这世上的时候，我们还是有苦难，还是有病痛，甚至还会死。但是我们继续的相信神。
Then many years later, God gave Abraham, a son, Isaac.
所以许多年后呢，神赐给了亚伯拉罕他的一个儿子，就是以撒。
But the wife has no enough faith, so asked Abraham, maybe God promised you have to have a son through another woman. Me already cannot have children, so why not you take my maid and have Hagar and have another child?
可是当时呢，撒拉她的信心似乎不足，所以她告诉亚伯拉罕要与她的仆婢，就是夏甲，不如与夏甲能够生一个孩子。
And stupid Abraham accept and say, okay, very good. And then so have this son with Hagar.
所以愚蠢的亚伯拉罕呢，他就同意了撒拉的提议，就与夏甲同房，并且生了个儿子。
Ishmael.
这儿子就是以实玛利。
And then when Ishmael about 14 years old, and then this child was born.
当以实玛利14岁的时候呢，以撒就生了。
Then later Hagar was, Sarah was very angry, or does not want Sarah was very angry and chased Hagar out.
过后呢，撒拉他就非常的生气，他就把夏甲和以实玛利呢逐出他们的家。
And God allowed it.
神也同意允许了这件事的发生。
15 years later.
15年后呢
？As the scripture says in chapter 22:1.
就在创世纪第22章第一节。
You have the term after these things.
这里说到这些事以后。
After all these things, and then God called Abraham, said, commanded Abraham, is Isaac is about 15 years old now. God commanded. Now Abraham is only one son, and God said to him, after these things, you go to this mountain and sacrifice, burnt offering. Take your son and your only son, the son you love, only son you love. Take him and give me a burnt offering. Burnt offering at that time.Means you take him, cut him into pieces, put on top of the altar, burn.
所以呢，这些事以后指的就是我们刚刚所提到的这一切的事，15年之久。所以以撒这时候已经15岁了，所以神就吩咐亚伯拉罕带着他这唯一的儿子以撒，他所爱的儿子以撒，带到山上，将他献为燔祭。而燔祭呢，在那个时候是要把那个牲畜切开，然后用火烧给神。
What do you think Abraham was thinking?
你们想亚伯拉罕他心里想的是什么呢
？We saw in the scripture he didn't complain anything, he kept quiet, he did not say anything. But what I'm asking you, what do you think?
我们读的经文呢，没有提到说亚伯拉罕心里想什么，所以我要问大家，你们觉得他心里会想什么呢
？If you are in Abraham's shoe, and then This is your only son. God promised that son. And then say, you will have many, many children through this son. Not yet. He hasn't got married. And now 15 years old, you ask me to offer him as a burnt sacrifice. Well, then I have no more son. What do you think? What did Abraham think?
如果大家把自己放在亚伯拉罕的位置上想一想，神应许了你会有许多的子孙，而现在你只有这一个儿子以撒，才15岁，还没结婚，还没生子，那么这应许要怎么应验呢？你心里会怎么想呢
？What do you think? Say.
你们心里会怎么想呢
I'm asking you. See, this because it's important. Because sometimes, maybe one day God asks you to something. You know, you are very precious. You know, you have to give to me. How? You see what Abraham thinks.Here didn't tell us anything about Abraham.
这个问题
，Scripture okay, carry on.
这个问题我们每个人都要想一想，因为或许有一天神会叫你献上你最心爱的一个东西献上与神，你会怎么办呢
？Scripture did not describe to us what he think inside his mind and his heart.
圣经没有描述给我们亚伯拉罕心里以后想的是什么。
Abraham did not know that God is testing him.
亚伯拉罕也不知道神是在试验他。
You and I know because God say here the word tent. The word tent in the English language, in the Hebrew language is to test, to try, to prove your faith. So Abraham did not know. If God tell you, I'm going to test your faith, Abraham no problem, I'll test. Abraham did not know at all. You only know because God say that he want to tent.Want to test Abraham's faith.
在这里，圣经告诉我们，神是要来试验亚伯拉罕的信心，而亚伯拉罕自己呢，他本身却不知道这是个试验，所以亚伯拉罕不知道神是在试验他。如果他知道的话，或许很简单，但是他不知道，真以为神要他献上以撒，所以你想他的心里是怎样想的呢？
Because 25 years ago, he told him that I will give you a son, and then he got a son. And now the son is 15 years old. Now you kill the son, give a burnt offering to me. Then cut into pieces, cut the legs, cut the hand, everything all into pieces, and then put on the altar, burn. Wow, You see, what did Abraham think? You give me the son, you take away, then what about all the promises you say?
很多年前神应许了亚伯拉罕会赐给他许多的子孙，而现在以撒才15岁，神又吩咐亚伯拉罕要献上以撒为燔祭，所以亚伯拉罕心里会何等的挣扎。
Was his mind a heart trouble?
他心里会忧虑吗？
I think you will agree with me.
我相信你会赞同。
Bible scholar, he read one thing in chapter 3. You see, he says that prepare to go to this mountain. But when he prepares, so he has to go by the donkey. The donkey must take some wood, everything. And so wood, he needs wood and the donkey. Normally, which one you prepare first? You prepare the donkey first and then go and cut the wood, the word clay in verse 3 there, clay, cut. Split the wood first or prepare the donkey first?
一个圣经评论员，他就在22章第3节，他就注意到了，当我们要献燔祭的时候，你会先备好驴还是先劈好燔祭的柴呢？
I think most of us do not know, but this Bible scholar, very good. He said that this is the wrong way. When you don't prepare the donkey first, you go and cut the wood. After you're cutting the wood, you put there, then you prepare the donkey. But you prepare the donkey first, and then you go and cut the wood. So in other words, he said, because of these things happen, he believes, he thinks that this is the wrong way. So Abraham's mind is a bit loan.
圣经评论员他就注意到了，亚伯拉罕是先备上了驴过后才劈好燔祭的柴，而通常正确的做法应该先劈好柴过后再把柴放到驴的上面。 所以呢，这圣经评论员他相信亚伯拉罕当时他心里很乱。Yes,
so he wasn't thinking. He was worried. He was thinking about all these things, and then he was troubled. This shows to us, and I agree that Abraham was troubled.
所以他可能亚伯拉罕心里很着急、很烦乱，所以他就没有想这么多。And
he struggled all inside his mind, his heart. He dare not say to God.
所以他心里脑海里都在挣扎，但是他没有与神说。He
dare not even complain to God.
他也不敢埋怨神。哇，this
is wonderful. Then in verse 3, he tells us that verse 3 to somewhere, verse 8, 10, he tells us, describes to us that he willingly and immediately obeyed God.
然后第三到第十节的时候，就描述了亚伯拉罕如何的，他马上的遵照了神的话语，他也心甘情愿的服从了神的话语。This
is the most important thing that in his heart he do. He may be complaining, he may be thinking in his mind, but the most important thing is that he did what God commanded him.
很重要的是，就是亚伯拉罕他做了神所吩咐他。
That means he feared God.
这就告诉我们亚伯拉罕他敬畏神。He
loved God.
他也爱神。Loved
God more than his own son.
他爱神多过他爱他的儿子以撒。He
feared God more than he loved his son.
他也敬畏神多过他爱他的儿子。And
because you love God, you obey God. God say, I do.
也因为他爱神，所以他会服从神的话语。
And so he has that faith, he followed it.
所以他有这样的信心，他也遵照了神的吩咐。
His faith was strong.
他的信心是很坚强的。
At the same time, I'd like to say that Abraham's faith was not blind, was not unreasonable. God may be unreasonable. God is unreasonable. Only son, and then you ask me to give that. Why cannot I give me other thing? You ask me to buy a cow, big cow, I can buy a big cow for you. But my son, you see, very unreasonable. But God has given him certain things that he can have this strong faith in God. Why he obey, why he fear him? Because God has given him something to believe that he is powerful. He earlier, he already, God told him that I'm El Shaddai, all powerful, and promising a son, God gave him a son.
所以亚伯拉罕的信心不止坚强，而且他的信心不是盲目的。亚伯拉罕深信，神的应许，无论神叫他做什么，神的应许必定还是能够成就的。因为之前亚伯拉罕已经认识到神是那全能的神。
Like you and I, God has given to us all these true stories. These are true stories, real stories. Not only Abraham, but many things. And about Jesus Christ, the power of Jesus Christ. We hear all these. This thing happened already. It's recorded for us. And we read it. And today there are also miracles happen in your life, my life, and other people's life. My fellow brethren, my fellow Christians' life, I can see also some miracles happen. We see, and God is the one who has created all these things. So we have witnesses, testimonies of God. And so when God asked Abraham to do this very unreasonable thing, Abraham, he may be struggling inside, and he feared God, he loved God, he obeyed.
所以亚伯拉罕呢，他的生命记载在这里，圣经也告诉我们许多其他关于神大作为的事情，在我们周遭的生命当中，我们也经历了神的作为。所以，我们同亚伯拉罕一样，我们可以继续的信靠、相信神。所以亚伯拉罕虽然在这里似乎遇到一个不合理的一个要求，但是他仍然的相信神，并且服从了神的命令。We
can see afterwards as we go on a little while more, I'll tell you, we can see. What did Abraham thinking in his heart? Now he went away, he saw, after 3 days, he saw the place where he's supposed to go. And then he went there, he told his two men, he had two men with him, you two stay here. I and my son will go up.
过后呢，我们将 学习到亚伯拉罕他心里到底是怎么想的，所以在这里告诉我们，3日过后，他们亚伯拉罕举目远远的观看那地方，他就对他两个仆人说：“你们留在这里，我与我的孩子去拜神就好。”
Now, what did Abraham say? My son will go up, and I, my son, will come back to you.
第五节说到，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
You see that? You see in verse 5.
我们在第五节已经看到了。
This is very important.
这很重要。
Abraham said, I and my son will go up. What is he going to do? He didn't tell the two men. He's actually going to kill his son, slay his son, and do a burnt offering. But he told the two men, I and my son will come back to you.
亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“我与我的童子上去拜一拜，就回到你这里。”但是亚伯拉罕没有告诉他的两个仆人，其实他要上去把他的儿以撒杀了，献为燔祭，献给神。I
believe that Abraham was thinking in his heart, somehow God must do something. Okay, he doesn't know what. But according to scripture in New Testament, if you find in Hebrew chapter 11, the Hebrew chapter then, God said that Abraham believed that if he killed, slay his son and burn offering, God will raise him up again. Today I burn my son, finish. I sit down, I cry. Then God will raise his son Isaac back. That's what he believed.
所以我相信呢，亚伯拉罕这时候他的信心是他相信，就算他即使杀了他的儿子以撒，将他献为燔祭呢，神也依旧能够将叫以撒从死里复活，好让他们能够回到他两个仆人那里。就算他献了以撒在一旁哭泣，但是神的应许必定还是能够成就。
So he believed in his heart that he went up, he will slay his son, give the burnt offering, and God will raise my son back again, so I can come back with him to meet the two friends.
所以他心里相信呢，就算他上了山献以撒为燔祭过后呢，神也能够叫以撒从死里复活，好让他们两个都能够回到他两个仆人的那里。
Abraham's faith is very strong.
所以亚伯拉罕的信心是很刚强的。
We must have that kind of faith too.
我们也要有同样的信心。
You must have. Don't say that you cannot, you don't have. You are the same as Abraham. Abraham is no better than you.
你们也要有这样的信心, 不要说我不能够有这样的信心, 因为我们同亚伯拉罕是一样的。
You know, Abraham is a human being. Two eyes, one nose, eyes, and mouth, and ears, like you. He's not from Mars.
你要知道, 亚伯拉罕也是个人, 两个眼睛, 一个鼻子, 一个嘴巴, 两个耳朵, 他也不是从, 外面星球来的。
He's a human being.
他是个人。
He lived almost 4,000 years ago.
他在大约4,000多年前, 居住在这地球上。
There's no great technology. Today you have great technology. You are very surprised.
当时没有高科技。
Abraham, if that time can see all these technologies that today we see, he will be very surprised. It's a miracle, you will say. You have seen miracles, more greater miracles.
如果亚伯拉罕的年代有 他能够看到我们这年代的所有这些高科技的话, 他会说这些都是神迹。
And therefore you can think that, you know, nothing is impossible.
我们有了这些高科技,
man, yes. Man can do so many good things.
没有事情是不可能的。
So Abraham's faith was strong.
所以亚伯拉罕的信心是很坚强的。
So Abraham went there. Now another thing, when he went up there, his son was carrying the wood. And his son asked him, Father, Pa, wow, Abraham's heart, yes, son. Abraham, you see, Abraham said, yes, son. And he said, okay, all right, you
know. 亚伯拉罕呢,以撒他们上去献燔祭的时候呢, 这燔祭的柴是放在儿子以撒的身上, 过后呢, 以撒又对他父亲亚伯拉罕说, 父亲啊。
And then the father said, he asked the father, Father, you have all the wood, and all the fire, all bring the fire. Abraham will bring the fire. You have the wood, everything. Where is the lamb? The lamb for the sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕就回答以撒说：“我儿，我在这里。”过后，以撒就问亚伯拉罕说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢？”
What Abraham? I see what Abraham answered. Oh yeah, Abraham answered, "I'm God." He said, "God will provide." God will provide the lamb for himself. God will provide the burnt offering for himself.
我们来看看亚伯拉罕是怎样回答的。他说在第八节，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
He was so worried. He didn't even say, son, the son asked, yes, son, you are the lamb. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said what? He said, I trust in God. God, he cannot. His trouble is very difficult for him. Right? And then he said, God will provide.
亚伯拉罕没有对以撒说你就是那羔羊，可是亚伯拉罕回答的是神必预备做燔祭的羔羊。
Now you see here, you and I now follow Abraham. We are following Abraham and see how his faith keep on going, and how he keep on trusting the Lord up to this point.
我们这样一直看的时候，我们就发现亚伯拉罕的信心是很坚定的，他一直的来相信神。
This is very important because today you and I are having a relationship with God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. All of us. We don't believe in ourselves. All right? We believe in God, and God will help us.
这是很重要的，因为我们你和我都是信靠神的人，所以我们不是信靠自己，我们是相信神，我们相信神必帮助我们。
And so Abraham went up, and then he built the altar. After the altar, he put the wood, put very nicely, and then put a fire. Before the fire, then he tied Isaac up. Tied him up so that he will not struggle. Tie him up, and then put him on the altar.
所以在第九节告诉我们，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里就筑了坛，把柴摆好。
One more thing about Isaac now. Isaac did not complain quietly. That means he loved his father. He loved his father. He believed in his father. He trusted his father. You want to tie me and put me? Okay, go ahead.
所以这里我们也学习到以撒他没有说 一句话也没有说，就告诉我们，以撒他爱他的父亲，也信靠、相信他的父亲。 任凭他父亲怎样的捆绑他。
This is wonderful. Father, obey God. Do everything what God says. Even the most precious person in his life, the one only child love, God say, you give me as a burnt offering. He did.
所以这是非常美好的，因为亚伯拉罕身为父亲，他没有把自己最爱的不给神，反而他遵从了神的话语，把自己最心爱的儿子也献上给神。
And his son Isaac followed him, followed the father's example.
而他的儿子以撒也同样学习了父亲的榜样。
Like father, like son. And
有其父必有其子。
So now Abraham, before starting the fire, he took the knife. He's going to start to cut.So that this boy will not struggle. All hand tight already. Cannot. So I'm free. Abraham free. So the knife. Yesterday he must have sharpened the knife very, very sharp. So that the cutting is very fast. Very fast. Wow, once cut. A sharp knife is good. All right? If not knife, very painful. Correct or not? You cook or not? You cook or not? You do cooking or not?The sharper the knife, very good. You cut potato, tomato, you want to cut potato, tomato, you must have sharp knife. Otherwise, you press also cannot. You press too hard, it slip and then cut your hand.
所以这里亚伯拉罕他就伸手要拿刀杀他的儿子，所以他在他生火要献燔祭之前，他拿了刀要杀他的儿子。我也相信这刀已经磨得很厉，好让能够很快的就
so when you have a sharp knife, I use a sharp knife, cut my tomato. Wow, very easy. Very easy. There's no danger.
有着尖锐的刀呢，能够切得很快，而且也不会有这么多疼痛。
I believe that Abraham's knife also very sharp.
所以我相信亚伯拉罕已经磨好刀了。
So you cut the neck off, easy. You don't need very.First thing you will do that, finish. You cut him off, he's dead, and then they can cut all the bone.
所以他在切以撒的时候也相信，因为刀很利的话，就不需要以撒就不需要挣扎，能够很快的完成。
And I believe Abraham is okay. When he's going to cut, he's going not going to tell his son, "Son, I'm going to cut you." No, I think he's already put him there, and then before Isaac can say everything, he quickly cut. He must bring up and quickly cut.
我也相信亚伯拉罕在这里
Killing first, straight away.
也没有对以撒说任何的话，马上拿起刀来就很快的就要下手了。
Yes, and God also 很快 quickly asked him, Abraham, Abraham, and then he said, Yes, 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 stop, and then they had stopped.
所以在这里，神也是很快的叫出亚伯拉罕的名字，他说亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，所以亚伯拉罕就回答说我在这里。
God is powerful and in control.
神是
God do not allow even Abraham going to press down and bring down already. God can stop straight away.
神是有能力掌管一切的，所以虽然亚伯拉罕已经快要把儿子杀了的时候呢，神也能够阻止。
And God say, I know you love me.You fear me, you will obey me. Even your own son, whom you love, only son, you are willing to obey me.
所以这里神告诉我们，告诉亚伯拉罕说，我知道你敬畏神的了，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
And Abraham looked up and he saw one ram, one sheep, and then got entangled in the shrubs.Pickets in the shrubs, bushes, all struggled. So he went there and took the lamb and killed the lamb as a burnt offering to the Lord in place of Isaac.
过后亚伯拉罕他举目观看，看到在周密的小树中有一只公羊，亚伯拉罕就取了这只公羊来，就献为燔祭，代替了以撒。
So that burnt offering, God didn't even say, and Abraham knew he took the lamb, and the lamb was in place of Isaac.
虽然神没有吩咐，但是亚伯拉罕知道，所以他就取了这 只公羊就代替了他儿子以撒献为燔祭给神。
And Abraham believed God will provide for himself. God will provide for himself the burnt offering. And now he named the place. Then he named the place Jehovah Jireh. God will provide.
因为亚伯拉罕相信神必定预备给自己，所以他就把那地方起名叫耶和华以勒。
Now, we learn something here very first. Up to this point, we learn something very, very important in life. Our relationship with God.
来到这里，我们能够学习到一个很重要的功课。
When God asked Abraham, or when God asked you and me to give him the most precious thing in our life that we have.Some precious things that you have, something that you love, is precious, is wonderful, is good. Are you willing to give? And God say, "Give it to me." Are you willing?
当神要你献上你生命当中最心爱、最疼爱的东西的时候，你愿意献上给神吗？
That's the first thing that we have to ask ourselves.
这是第一点，我们要问。
Now, the second thing that we learn from here, that if God asks you, God will provide the means, provide you the means to do.
第二点就是神如果提出了这个要求，神必定帮助你能够达到这个要求。
You must believe that God will provide the means.
你要相信神必定供应，必定预备。
That means if you have given to God, given away these precious things that you think that God asked me to give, I give away, you also must believe like Abraham that.God will what? Provide.
所以如果你和我将我们最心爱的献上给神的时候，我们也一样要相信神必定会预备，必定会供应。
What God will provide? You do not know. Just like Abraham, I do not know. He doesn't know. He just do. And just say God will provide.
神会预备什么呢？亚伯拉罕不知道，所以你和我也不知道。但是我们只是信靠神，继续的服从神。
Now, will God provide something that is good? Yes, God provides exactly what is good.
神所供应的、所预备的呢，一定是那最好的。
Abraham got his son back.
亚伯拉罕他得回了他的儿子。
And God provides a lamb to be in place of Isaac.
神也供应了这只公羊来代替他的儿子。
And so God provides wonderfully.
所以神
If I give my precious things,The one that I love most, God wants it, I give it. God can. God will provide even better or is equally good, if not better.
所以神的供应是很奇妙的。我把我最心爱的献上给神，神必定能够把更好的或是同等的来赐还给我们。
And you will experience what Jehovah Jireh too.
所以你和我也能够经历耶和华以勒。
Up to this point, we still sometimes very hard. You can very hard. How is God going to encourage us? We can read further on in verses 16 to 18, and how God says that you have done this thing. Now I will bless you.
所以你和我可能心里觉得很难相信，很难将这。信息操练在生命当中，所以我们就要接下来看十六到十八节。
So God blessed Abraham and multiplied his children.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，他将大大的赐福亚伯拉罕，使他的子孙多起来。
Yes, because Abraham later had Isaac, and Isaac has got two grandsons, Jacob, and this is a great grandson, 12 of them, and then out of the 12 are many, many more children, and today we have 11 million Jews. And then spiritually, many millions of Gentiles, Christians.
所以通过以撒呢，他就有了两个孙子，也通过他们的子孙呢，他们现在有1100万个犹太人，而那些属灵的子孙们呢，更是更多。
And Abraham is our spiritual father. Remember that he's the father of the Jews, but he's our spiritual father.
虽然亚伯拉罕是犹太人的父，他也是我们属灵上的父。
So God provide and God bless Abraham.
所以神供应了，神也赐福亚伯拉罕。
This story, this incident happened here. God record for us. for us to learn. We read, it's good that you have chosen this one. You must remember for us to learn.
神把这件事记载在圣经当中给我们读，是要来教导我们。
You must have this kind of faith.
是要我们学习到我们要有如同亚伯拉罕一样的信心。
Then you can do the work of God.
我们才能做神的工。
There are many commandments here.
这里有很多的诫命。
Some of the commandments, I feel very frightened. I'm not brave enough.
有些诫命你觉得我们害怕，我可能我不够勇敢将它行出来。
But it's God's commandment, very simple and very clear.
但是这是神很清楚的诫命。
Isn't it? God told Abraham, take your son, offer as a burnt offering. So simple, so clear. What do you want me to do? Take your son, your only son, the one you love the most, they offer him as a burnt offering. Very simple and clear.
这里神对亚伯拉罕的诫命是很清楚、很简单的，就是把以撒献为燔祭。
And God gave you the same commandment. There are many commandments, and God asked you, how will you give? Will you have faith in him? Will you do it?
今天如果神对你也说同样的话，要你献上你最心爱的，你愿意献上服从神的指示吗？
You say, I want to do it, but difficult. I want to do it, but difficult. You didn't do it. Not enough. Not good enough. I want to. It's only talking. Cheap. Cheap. Talk only. Talk only. No pake. 没有用的啦。
或是你说，我心里很想服从神的诫命，我很想将我最心爱的献上，但是我做不到。可是，光说是没有用的。Yes.
If you only say, 我做不到, not good enough. Okay? You must do. 一定做的，你做不到 no use.
所以我们光是说而已，但是如果没有行出来的话呢，这是没有用的。
So in our that requires our faith. That tells us about our faith in God.
所以我们能做或不能做呢，就告诉我们我们对神的信心。
Because we must know who our God is. If our God is all powerful, El Shaddai, everything is good, is wonderful. He spared not his son. After you're going to observe, remember the Lord Jesus Christ is his only begotten son, only son whom he loved. He gave it to us. He gave. And he can spare because he loves you. And he's that kind of God who's all powerful. He loves you.
So
will we not give to him our best?
我们要学习把我们最好的献上给神，因为我们要认识神是何等一样、何等的一位神。他是全能的神，他也是爱我们的神。他不惜差遣他的爱子，他的独生儿子耶稣基督到世上，是为了你我的罪而死。 所以他是这样一位爱我们的神，也是那全能的神。God
wants your life.
神要你的生命。Maybe
your son's life also. Your life, you know, you cannot because you think you're old, alright? God say, okay, your son. You have a son? God say, alright, come. I want your son. How?
或许神说，我要
serve me full time.
你的生命，或是你儿子的生命，我要你的儿子来全时间的来侍奉我。
Then how God? My son is my only son, no? I got three daughters, only one son. Daughters all grown up, they marry, they go off. They forget me. Son-in-law all forget me. My son, my only son. He's the one who support me. So I'm old, how? My old, how? My wife also old, all of us old. Who going to take care of me? Son, and you want my son. Your son. And then what's that? Full time.
或许你会说，这是我的独生，我唯一的一个儿子。我另外有三个女儿，但是她们将嫁出去过后，以后我年老的时候，我的妻子也老迈的时候，我们该怎么办呢？
Don't call my son, call my daughter.
所以你就告诉神说，不要呼召我的儿子，呼召我的女儿吧。
Son, don't call, son better. Call my daughter.
不要呼召我的儿子，呼召我的女儿吧。
At least when he marry a woman, his wife will take care of all of us.
因为你心想，如果你的儿子以后成家了，他的妻子也能够来照顾我们。你愿意献上给神吗？
This is the test of your faith.
这是我们信心的考验。
You have faith in God? You love God, you think who He is, everything all you say, yeah, true, I believe all that. Believe only, huh? But in your heart, must do. And Abraham did. He was willing, he gave.
你爱神，你相信神的话，你就要如同亚伯拉罕一样，把在生命当中将它行出来。
I can give only one testimony about my testimony. Very shortly, I just end with my testimony.
我在这里能够做一个见证。
So, I stay away from God. I first was very close to God, and I work hard as well as a young man. Then later on, I want to be somebody in the world. I want to go up, climb up the corporate ladder.
在我年轻的时候呢，我非常的爱主，但是当我开始做工的时候，我想做一个非常出色、非常有成就的一个人。
Yeah, I was then in charge. In I was a school teacher. School teacher. CC that salary.
当时我是个学校的老师。
I want more money, right? And then the opportunity comes to join Yamaha, so I can get more money. Yeah, Yamaha gives me a lot of money when I want to join. The salary is much better than the become a teacher.
做老师的薪水不高，所以当我有机会转到Yamaha这所音乐公司的时候呢，我就转行了加入Yamaha，因为它能够给我更多的薪水。
So I earned quite a lot in Yamaha.
我在那里就赚到了许多金钱。
Very good. All the cars, all supply, everything given to me. I'm no problem. I have money. I can. The car is Yamaha's car. For me to use. Your petrol goes up. I go up. I don't care. Also Yamaha pay. The road tax also Yamaha pay. Repair also Yamaha pay. Everything all Yamaha pay. I only just use the car. How? And plus my salary, good salary. Every year I go travel with my wife.
所以这公司不止给我好的薪水，他给我一辆车，让我驾驶，无论是油钱什么，公路税等等，都是这公司来支付的。所以当时我有许多的金钱，我每年都还能够出国旅游。
After 3 years, God said, no, you think you're clever, you listen to me.
过了三年呢，神告诉我说：“你以为你很聪明吗？你要来听我的话。”
Problem started, and then is the time when my mother passed away suddenly. After 3 years in Yamaha, my mother 3-4 years in Yamaha, my mother passed away suddenly. She got heart attack, and she died.
问题开始出现，所以在过了三年，在这雅马哈公司的时候呢，我的母亲也突然因着心脏病而过世了。
My mother became a Christian at that time. Before she died, she became a Christian.
在她过世之前呢，她已经成为了基督徒。
And then when the coffin comes, and then we all brothers sisters all stand there, and then my sister say, "Sivan, you pray." You know what? Very strong Christian at that time. Say you pray, and then I pray. And then because when I pray, I was thinking of God, right? Praying to God. I cry and cry. I cannot pray at all.
是当时呢，在我妈妈，在我母亲过世的时候，在那棺木前，我就与我的弟兄姐妹，我们在那里，我的妹妹就告诉我，叫我来带领他们祷告。我不能够祷告，因为我一思念起神呢，我就不能够停止哭泣。
So I went back to church, and then I start reading the Bible again.
所以我就回到教会，也开始了读神的话语。
I went to Yamaha. Always I go back to Yamaha. When I went to Yamaha to work, I always go there very early in the morning. 7:30 I reach there. Because that time, you know, have 7:30. You must go before 7:30, then you don't have to go through the office cabin. So I always went there to Yamaha, 7:30. I like the work in Yamaha.
但是我是其实很喜欢我在雅马哈的工作，所以我每天呢都很早的到公司去工作。
Then I do my reading of the Bible. I started to read the Bible.
所以就在那里开始了读神的话语。
And then when I read about the life of Joseph, how God was so merciful, so good, and that touched my heart. Yes.
当我读到约书亚的生命的时候呢，我就十分的被感动。
After reading, then I prayed to the Lord. I was crying. Very, very, like a baby. I cry. I say, okay, the Lord, I said, I don't know why I'm going to open my mouth. I say, Lord, I say, you want me, you call me, I give my life to you.
所以我在读了过后呢，我就如同婴儿般的在那里哭泣，然后我就对神说：如果你要我的生命的话，你就拿去吧，我愿意献上我生命，被主你使用。So
I stop after I finish everything. So my staff all come, then I start Bible study with them for 6 months or so. And then God did not, I didn't hear God's voice yet.
所以在那里六个月的时间，我就与在那里的工作的职员呢，开始了查经班。
But I went back to there, and then after 6 months, and then I felt restless, and God said, I already said, if you want, you call me. And then, so I got restless. I opened one book. I read the book. Have I not called you Stephen? Stephen. I opened this book, I see this book, I opened many other chapters, all have no names, only this chapter has Stephen.
所以呢，过了六个月的时间呢，我心里觉得非常的不安。过后呢，我在阅读一本书的时候呢，我一打开了那页，就有一行字说：难道我没有呼召你吗？然后我的名字就出现在那里。
And God knows that I believe you. You see, he deals with people differently. For me, he deals this way. So I went back, I told my wife, I read how many times, many times. I went back, my wife was cooking. And I said, God the Father called me.
所以我一到家的时候，我妻子还在家煮饭的时候呢，我就对我妻子说，神呼召了我。
And she was cooking without looking at me. He just cooking, don't look at me. I say, the Lord called me. And he said, the Lord called you, go. The Lord called you, go.
听到我对他说，神呼召了我，他一眼都没有望向我，就继续直接的说，神若呼召了你，你就去吧。
I told her, I said, we cannot live on your salary. Your salary is not enough. We got 3 boys in secondary school, 3 children. And then your salary is not enough. I give my life to the Lord. I got no salary anymore. No more Yamaha, zero. On your salary cannot help out.
所以我就对我妻子说，单靠你的薪水其实是不够的，因为我有3个孩子，他们在读中学。如果我辞了职，全职侍奉神，我就没有在Yamaha这份工作，就没有那个薪水了。
Oh, and then she said, check, was it? Say, if the Lord called you, then the Lord will provide.
妻子只是继续的煮饭，然后对我说呢：“如果神呼召了你，他必定供应。”Okay,
so I shut my mouth. Cannot, I don't answer anymore. If the Lord call you, not enough. But the Lord must provide. So I turn around, walk away.
所以当时呢，我就没有再说任何的话，就转头就走了。
I waited another 6 months.
我再等了多6个月。
Praying, reading, and then on the 6th month, the last day of the 6th month, I got no rest, no peace. I can't do my work in my office. Cannot, no, really cannot do. No.
我继续的祷告，并且读神的话语。在过了六个月的最后一天的时候，我在公司的时候，我完全的不能够集中精神的工作。
What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to take out a piece of paper and write to my boss. I resign. That's all. And sign my name. I resign and sign my name. I have to do that. If I don't do that, I still can. Tomorrow I can come back. And the day after I can come back. Every day I can come back. And still in Yamaha. What I need to do at that time, when I was so rest, to write that letter.
当时我需要做的是什么呢？就是拿出一张纸，然后写说，我辞职，然后将这辞职信递交给我的上司。
Okay, so because of what I've said to God, and God now show this way, so I take out the paper from my drawer, I take out, and then I write. I resign. I, dear Yo Kambing, I resign. very sorry, and then signs even with my name.
所以那一天呢，我就拿出一张纸，然后写了辞职信，在上面签了名，我就交给了我的上司。
So, 1 month later, finished. So, after I arrived, I signed my name. Tong, I got peace. Straight away, I got peace. I cannot describe to you the peace. And today, if I doubt whether I got corona, that peace always come to my mind. You experience that peace, wonderful peace, quiet.
当我写好辞职信的时候，一签上名的时候呢，我就有那不能用言语形容的那个平安。所以每当我有疑问的时候呢，我就会记起当时神所赐给的那样的平安。
When I, you know, okay, so when I did that, you know what happened? No car. After 1 month, all my car taken away. The first time I did not receive salary from Yamaha. Every month my salary in the bank account. Wow, I got my money here and everything. The car taken away, everything. Zero. Zero from Yamaha. Zero from the world. Zero at all. No money, no nothing. Now depends on my wife. Unless my wife, okay, today 20 cents for you. today $1 or 20 cents for your pocket money.
但我辞职过后呢，一个月后呢，这公司的车也没有了，我也不再有领薪水，所以每个月都是靠我的妻子把家用给我。
No, it's not like that. And God says to, what God said to Abraham, you have honored me. I will bless you.
其实，当我们就如神如何对待亚伯拉罕一样，如果我们敬畏神的话呢，神必定会赐福于我们。Since
that day, I gave my life to the Lord, everything God. Since that day until today, I don't know how many years later, God has blessed me a lot.
从那天起，当我全职侍奉神的时候呢，神从那天到今天，他都一直的在赐福于我。
I don't have a car. Three weeks later, somebody gave his car to me. After he said, you use for 3 years. After 3 years, already 10 years, you sell the PRF, you give it to me. That's all. So I got a car to drive. Since that time, I have cars. Many cars, one after another. He's finished, he takes away, another car comes, another comes.
在我雅马哈公司的车被取走过后的第3个星期呢，有个人就送我了一辆车，告诉我说我能够驾3年，当时间到的时候把车卖了，然后把钱还给他就好。Yes.
What I want to say is that God blessed me tremendously, as He promised. Yes, that's God provides. He promises He will bless you. When you obey Him, God will bless you. God is not stingy, you know. He's not like Stephen Koo is stingy. You are bless you, I must see whether how much dollar I have. Or to bless you, I must see that. But with God, no need. He open up the whole world, he sees. What you want? What you want, son? He just give it to you. He can give you. He gave me a lot. You know, a lot.
所以在全职侍奉神的过程当中，神不断的赐福于我，而神的赐福不是。 像人那么吝啬的，神是大大的赐福的。Okay,
I must tell you end with this story. I went to I was so then he sent me to Melbourne. I work in Melbourne. Then every day I go to the what this grocery vegetable to buy vegetable.
神就差遣我到澳洲墨尔本那里的一个教会，在那里侍奉神。我在那里也有去。
And this, yes, and this Italian woman who sell this Italian lady, quite old lady, she very strong, she was selling. He said, hey young man, call me young man, okay, he's older than me, like. he think he's older than me, young man. You don't have to work? Oh, I work. My father is very rich, I said. He's in America, he's very rich. And then she said, your father is, wow, you are very good. When your father die, then everything given to you. My father never, but you know my father never died.
So, yeah, whenever, yes. 你不需要做工吗？好像经常来这里一样。然后就问我父亲是做什么的，所以我就回答说我父亲很有钱。
Yes. I say my father never died. When I need money, I just give him a call and he send the money to me. So he never died. So he say good luck. When he died, everything. So I say never died. Then I said, I'm here doing his work. You know, two streets away, the church there, Bethel Bible Presbyterian Church. Now I'm working there for my father.
所以我就对这女子说呢，我她其实对我说，当你如果你父亲过世了过后，你会很好，因为你会继承很多的产业。但是我对她说，我父亲其实他永远不会死，因为我来到这里工作呢，其实是做我父亲的工作，做我父神的工作。
He said, "Go away."
所以我就告诉他说，其实我是在教会工作。过两条街的那个教会就是我侍奉的教会。哦，这女子就对我说，你走吧。
Yes. Keep your religion to yourself. So this how I witness, and the Lord has been so very good. So if you want to give your life, you say yes, Lord, I love you and I want to obey you. If you say that, you must say that anyway. And God one day may test your obedience, your love for Him. And if He tests your obedience and love for Him, and He wants your life, or your son's life, or your children's life, you give to Him. Don't worry, you give to Him, God will test you just as He will test Abraham. And He will test you. And you keep on clinging, don't leave, don't be afraid, huh? Keep on. And God instantly, He can change everything. I believe in all my heart. Our God is a good God.
所以我们要将一切的献上来侍奉神，神必定大大的赐福。如果有一天神如同他试验亚伯拉罕一样，在我们生命当中来试验我们的时候，我们也要学习来献上给神，让神使用。我也相信神必定能够供应，必定能够赐福。
Okay, let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy precious word, and we pray, Lord, that what you have taught us through this your dealing with Abraham, Lord, may you also call us, Lord, to give our life to thee.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你今天从你宝贵话语当中学习到的功课。我们感谢你亚伯拉罕他生命的见证。我们也祷告神你会呼召我们，如同你呼召亚伯拉罕一样。
Yeah. Let us learn this precious lesson, Lord, and keep in our heart and mind.
我们学习这宝贵的功课，也藏在我们的心里。
Whatever we do, we will glorify and honor thee.
我们无论做什么，都能够来荣耀。
And this we pray, giving you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，带着感谢，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.